Yud Ches Shabbat, Thursday the 20th of March, Dain David Badil, owning the matzah on Neil HaSeder.
Okay, thank you for the privilege of being able to talk here. I'd like to discuss about owning the matzah on the night of HaSeder nights. Perhaps we'll just go through a run-through of the basics with regards to Kinyan Kesef, and from there we'll be able to work our way forward on with regards to owning the matzah. The Gemara, which is probably known to most of you, the Gemara says in Rav Yechanan, the Gemara Mom Matzia, that Mem Vom on Beis, Mem Zayin on Beis, the Gemara there says that V'atayim Mois Koinus, this is the way we paskin, like Rav Yechanan, it's like Rav Yechanan and Shlokish, but we hold that the V'atayim Mois Koinus, which means that money is Koina. If I buy an object, the way I acquire it, one of the form of acquisition, is with kesef, meaning I pay for it, then it belongs to me, regardless of where the item may be lying. However, the Rabbanan when Matakan, the Rabbanan instituted that kesef is not koina, only mashicha is koina. Why only mashicha? Meaning you have to hagbah, bring it to your rishus, bring it to your domain. The reason is because gezei shemiyam nesfuch hitecha baliyah, which means if we were to leave it next to the in the domain of the meicha, and having paid for the item, he wouldn't be too concerned if anything happens to it, and he'll just say, okay, you're bad luck. And which means if a fire breaks out, then he won't trouble himself too much to try and save it. And as a result of that, that's why we say that Chazal said, no, kesef wouldn't be koina, meshich is what's koina. Meshich is what's koina. And therefore, because of that, the Rabbanon, after the Tekon of the Rabbanon, so now the only way you can actually acquire the item is by bringing it to your own rishus, and then it becomes yours. Now, minatoya though, kesef is koina. So therefore, because of that, the machlefraim, which the Mishmaru Alam brings down when it comes to a dalad minim, which certainly has to be lachem, according to everyone, for the first 2 days yontov in Golos. So there, the din is, certainly for the first day, so the halach is the machlefraim says that one should try and be koina with a minatoya de kekinyan, because otherwise you may have acquired it by bringing it to your rishus, or by lifting it, but nevertheless you wouldn't be koina it with a kinyan doraisa. Unless, of course, if it's in your own rishus, then there's a kinyan chotza. But we'll discuss about that. Kinyan chotza is koina minatoya. But for example, if you just take the dalan minim from the moicha, from the one sending the dalan minim to you, you bring it to the shul straight away, so there's no kinyan chotza. So in that case, it would be important for you to be koine min haTorah, so you should pay for it, in order that you should be koine min haTorah, because otherwise you'll have the lochem, which is only on a drabonim level, but you wouldn't have the lochem on the Torah level. I still remember, it's Yisrael Yankusa, that when I was in that Stroll for Yontav, we brought the Dalad Minim from here, and one of the motzim, of Naishlos, I think it was, from the Badatzei the Haredes, he came specially to actually pay for it, although he had it already, but he made all the trouble to come from Meir Shorim, wherever he was, to buy for Gan, in order to pay for the Dalad Minim, so that he should be considered Lachem, according even on the Torah level, and there shouldn't be any issue. That's only if the Kinyan Rabbanim, Noi Mahan and the Doraisa. But if Kinyan Rabbanim, Mahan and the Doraisa, then there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. But in order so that to be Mekayim all the opinions, so it's important that one should pay for the Dalad Minim, so that he should be considered Yon. And similarly, in the case of the Tavas of Kiddushin, for the ring of the Kiddushin, the Torah says in Simul Chafres, the ring has to belong to the Chosen in order to then be Mekadesh with it to the Kala, and in order to enable him to be Koine, to have an acquisition, Minatoya, it's important that he should actually pay for it and not just merely lifting it. Because according to many, even if it's given as a Matona, for example, the Chosen takes the ring as a Matona, or the Dalad Minim are given to you in the Matona, so there is really, essentially, there's no Kinyan Kesef whatsoever. Because you're not paying for it. It's given to you as a gift. So, but even there, so Tosis actually says, Tosis says, in Avodah Zarah, Tosis says that because there is no kesef, so then Meshicha or Hagbah would work even min haTorah. Then Meshicha or Hagbah would work min haTorah because there is no Kinyan kesef. The haTorah Mois Kindness is only where there is Mois, where there is a Kinyan kesef. But where there is no Kinyan kesef, then you revert to Meshicha or Hagbah, which would be kind of even on a Torah level. However, the Ramban in the Shit of Kibetzes is Choynak, and this disagrees and says that even in such cases as a gift, you'd only be koina with the Kinyan Kesef. Meaning, Meshicha or Hagbah just doesn't exist on the Torah level. So according to, you'd have to pay something, you'd have to give a coin, a pruta, it doesn't have to be too much. But a Kenyan Keser can even be with a pruta. But once you, even to acquire matonet, there should be an acquisition in a Torah, one would have to actually make some form of payment before it can belong to you fully. Now, it's important to bear in mind that there's another reason as to why one should pay for one's item in order to that it should be considered yours. Because there's such a concept, it's an important concept, which the Gemara discusses in Azov. The Gemara talks about Ayil Benofik Azuzah, which means if the Moicha goes in and out for the money, so to speak. Ayil Benofik Azuzah. Basically what it means is that the Moicha is after the money. He's waiting to be paid. If he's waiting to be paid, so then the Gemara says, and he doesn't get paid, then the din is that he can actually invalidate the whole Mechira. He can cancel the whole Mekach, the Mafreya. Which means retroactively, he can actually cancel the whole Mekach. The Gemara explains that if you fix the time, or if he's supposed to pay for the item at this and this date, or immediately upon the purchase, and he doesn't, and the Moich has pressed for money, so in that case, the Gemara talks about Tzayim and not the Gazuza. If you go, for example, the Gemara talks about a case and you go twice and you approach him. You approach the purchaser, the Lekeach, and you go, where's my money? And he says, you'll come to my house in an hour's time. So if it's Matchei Balech Veshuv, meaning he pushes him off, so in that case, then the Gemara says that the Moicha is able to actually cancel the Mekach. And consequently, the Mishabura actually says it when it comes to matzah, which we'll discuss in a moment. So Mishabura there, at the end of Simon Tofen on Danud, based on this, he says that Yesh Oid Prat Echad, there's one detail very important, Mashemotzin Yekoshevoy, people can tend to trip up on it. Kigoin, Imkona Matzah, Umoshchal Neshusay. If someone acquired matzah, and he brings it to his Rishus, and according to this, the Beis Yosef says clearly in Kupzali that even if he did any kinyonim in the world, he did kinyon chotza and he brought it to his reshus, it still will make no difference if this ayin benofik azuzah exists. If he came in collecting his money and he wasn't able to recover his costs, he's pressed for money, and he can't really sell with credit. Yet the Lekeach doesn't pay him, he doesn't make payment. So the same would apply to Dalad Minim, or in the case of Matzah, that one would not be Kaina because of the Ayman of Gazuzah. Now that's important because there's one aspect of Ayman of Gazuzah which, if the Moicha is trying to recover his costs and doesn't, so then as we say, the mecher could be cancelled. But for that you need a certain tenoim, the certain conditions which the Gemara says. You have to come twice and ask him, it has to be b'yoyme, meaning to show that it has to be the day when he actually sold it to him, and he made it clear to him that he wants the money, and on no uncertain terms, he wants to get paid straight away, he wants to receive payment straight away, or he set a date when he's going to pay him. And he didn't actually pay him on the date, but then he came on that same day. It has to be B'yoyme. He came, I'm not going to lose B'yoyme. He came the actual day to try and recover the monies, which were owing to him, which are outstanding to him. So in that case, then that's when we say that he's able, the Moicha has the ability to actually cancel the Mekach. But if he comes later, at a later stage, a couple of weeks later down the line, and he says, you know, I haven't been paid, please make payment, he's no longer able to cancel the Mekach. However, it's important to bear in mind that there's another concept of Ayman Ofik Azuzah which applies at all times. And that's the Ayman Ofik Azuzah which the Nesiva says. The Nesiva brings it a couple of times. And in Toras Gittin, he brings it in Ebenezer. He mentions there's a concept of Ayman Ofik Azuzah which means where the Moicha is trying to collect the money and the Lekeach says, I don't have the money. Like she's dumb in me. Which means when I make my fortune one day, then I'll pay you. So in that case, that's a far more severe case of Ayman of Gazuzah. Well, if he says, Aini, I don't have. So the Moicha says, I'm waiting for the money, I'm waiting to be paid. In that case, all these conditions of going twice, or the Gemara, for example, gives another condition of Moicha Sodeimineir also, when he doesn't, the Moicha wants to get rid of it. So in that case, there's no din of Ayman of Gazuzah. But this second type of Ayman of Gazuzah, stands in all cases. Why? The reason is very simple, because mechira, when someone's selling an item, then the essential part of the mechira is to get money. And if the keach doesn't have any intention of paying him at the moment, and he says he's going to pay him, but someday, at some later date, he's going to pay him. He doesn't know when. He says, ain't he? Like she's damani, like we said, that's far more severe. And in that case, then the whole mechira just falls away automatically in the mafreya. And that's a very important concept, because often enough, you can have, for example, Reb Shlomo Zalman talks about a case of Esregim after the Chag, after Sukkot. So it's not much value to the Moichah. Imagine that the Keah says, okay, let's cancel the Mekach. And he gives it back to him either immediately after the Chag or just close to the Chag. What's he going to do with an expensive Esreg of $100? I mean, he's not going to start trying to find the Keah, and it's a far too late stage. So in that case, it's really Moichah Sadeim Neira also, meaning he doesn't want to get it back. The Moich himself doesn't want to get it back. And yet, if this is a case of Ayman Ofik Azuzah, the second type of Ayman Ofik Azuzah, where the Loi Keach initially never intended paying him, and he said that he'll pay him in a couple of months' time, when he gets money, when he wins the lottery, whatever it may be, that type of case is a case of Ayman Ofik Azuzah where the Mechir was a non-starter. And in that case, he's unable, there's no Mechachir whatsoever, and it wouldn't belong to him at all. And it could well be that that's what the Mishnah Berurah actually means. When he talks about the case of the matzah, that he's dochuk lemoyis and he can't sell, umatchei b'leich b'shuv, he means the case of ayman ofik azuzah, the second time ayman ofik azuzah, because in the type of case that we're talking about, where ayman ofik azuzah, and it's not on that same day necessarily, but because it's a type of ayman ofik where the lekeach never intended paying him immediately, and he just said, ayni, I don't have the money, that type of ayman ofik azuzah is far more severe, as we're saying, and in that case, the Mekach would just fall altogether. It would just be cancelled automatically, and there would be no Mekach here. So because of that, one has to be aware of the fact that even if you do have a Kinyan Chotzer, but if you're not paying him, as we said, the ideal, the Lechatchina, one is supposed to try and pay in order there should be a Kinyan in HaTorah. But the second addition that we're mentioning now is that besides it being Kinyan in HaTorah, first of all, Kinyan Rabbanu Mahanan Adoraisa in any event. Kinyan Rabbanu Mahanan Adoraisa, according to many, many shittas. But then one has to be aware of the fact that if one doesn't pay, and one doesn't intend paying at the moment, only Nikshir Yeruvachli, when he'll have plenty of money, or Nikshir Zamani, as we said, at the moment he doesn't have any money, in that case, that's called Ayman Ofik Azuzah, which in the Simas brings rise from the Shittu Kibetz, the Tshuva Sarif, which he says that in that case, it wouldn't work at all, and because as we are explaining, the Mekach has to be, it's obviously built on the fact that you intend recovering your costs immediately, or soon after. But if the guy doesn't intend, he's got no plan, a payment plan, then in that case, there wouldn't be any Mekach, altogether. And that's why, incidentally, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, when it comes to Mechiras Chometz, when we sell our Chometz to the guy, so then we tell the guy he has to make a down payment just before Yom Tov, and the rest will after Yom Tov. Now what happens if the guy doesn't intend paying at all? Which can often be the case. I mean, most often we know that the guy then sells it back to us. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it could well be that this goes into the sphere of Ayman Ofik Azuzah. Why? Because if the guy doesn't intend paying at all, and he says, hey, I wouldn't have the money to pay for these, for thousands of pounds of goods, so in that case, it could well be that this would enter the sphere of Ayman Ofik Azuzah, in which case, there's no Kinyan at all, there's no Mekach, because Mekach is always that you intend recovering your costs at some stage.
But he's a guy, maybe you want some different principles about it.
Yeah, correct, but even so, there's still Kinyan Mois, one of the Kinyanim that we do with a guy, and certainly, and as we said before, even if it's other Kinyanim, that are workable in the case of going. But if this essential part of the Mekach is that he doesn't intend paying at all, then the whole Mekach is a non-starter.
How does the down payment help?
The down payment helps that in terms of Kinyan Kesef, it works. But if there's a question that the guy doesn't intend paying, he says, Amy, I don't have the money to pay for it, and I don't intend paying, then that could invalidate the Mechira altogether. Even though we said Kinyan Kesef, he's done the Kinyan Kesef, he's done what's required. The Pruta, the down payment, it certainly serves as Kinyan Kesef. But if it's a case where he doesn't intend paying ever, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch actually made a tikkun of Orav Kablan. I think by Chabad they always do it. It's Orav Kavnan, which means that they have a guarantor that guarantees that should the goy not have the money, so then he's the Orav, then they make a yield to be the Orav, and the Orav says that he's ready to pay and foot the costs, even if the goy says any, but there's an Orav who we could turn to and recover our payment from there. But that's where it comes from. I'm sorry? No, he doesn't know the Chumash. It's only after the Pesach. If the guy says Eini, we're still covered. But the Mecca still stands in. It's not that the Yid takes over the guy's position. I'm sorry?
None of the goyim will be sold.
Yeah, but I don't know if he says formally Eini. I mean, often enough, that's why many are medactic to rather do smaller mechiras, not the vast scale mechiras that many of us do, because if you do a smaller mechira, then it's possible for the guy to pay. If he wants his whiskey or his crate of
because he knows that doesn't matter.
The point is that should he say
he must be willing to pay,
have the ability to pay.
Any, if he says any, actually summoning. Yeah, if it's a case where, I mean, look, if he wants to take his goods, then he can make payment. But if he says clearly any, on the chief domeni, that I don't intend paying, that's when the danger lies. That in that case, it could well be that there'll be no mechira because it's Ayman Akaduza. Unless, what's important, the part of the Mokum Atzona, as we would say, is that if it's Zofen or Bemilva, which means the Moicha makes clearly, he makes a clear statement, he says that, look, I know that you don't have the money at the moment, but I'm willing to turn it, transform it into a loan. Meaning the money that's still outstanding, I can still I'm ready to transform it into a loan. Meaning you owe me an X amount of money, and that money which is outstanding, I certainly intend selling to you, and nevertheless I still wish that the sale should go ahead. Mm-hmm. And the money that's outstanding to you, we're transforming into a loan. That would be okay, even according to this Nesivas. Because then you've explicitly stated, you've stipulated that you're ready to forgo the fact that he's not paying the money now, and you've switched it to a loan, then in that case it'd be called, that's what we call Zofen on Bemilva. And in the case of Zofen on Bemilva, that would be okay. So really, essentially, instead of having the Orav Kablan, one could really be Zoik for the money Bemilva, and say that the money that's still outstanding for the guy to pay us would be transformed into a Milva, into a loan. And that way we would avoid this issue of Eini. It could come out also in the case of Kiddushin, as we spoke about, the ring of the Kiddushin of the Chosin, or in the case of Dalad Minim, if you write out a check, and the check bounces, and he has no money in the account, and he doesn't intend paying, you said, I just don't have the money at the moment, and that could be a case where you could invalidate the Mekah. Again, unless he's Zokval on Bemilva, in which case then it would work. Now, when it comes to the case of Matzah and Mora,
it must be complicated to explain to the guy who buys the chametz that's not to pay, it's a loan.
I think if you make it clear to him, then he would, if you make it understandable to him, you know, in plain terms, then I think he could understand it.
You mentioned an opa before.
Yeah. Well, one of the two options. No. The Shulchan Aruch actually instituted the Orav Kavnan. He was one that, Orav Kavnan is something which is already, the past 200 years, they've many of the shtarim mechira automatically incorporate this. They make an Orav Kavnan. But I'm saying either the option of Orav Kavnan, or one can have the option otherwise of being zayik v'lo b'milva, which means when you make the outstanding amount, you transform it into a loan. But certainly you have to make it clear on the onset that you're actually sending it to him, and you understand that the money won't be coming at the moment. And it'll only be coming at a later stage. Because otherwise, as we say, there's no Mekach. Because the Mekach is a non-starter if it's a case where the guy doesn't intend paying for the moment. Now, when it comes to Matzah, there's a very interesting Gemara. When it comes to our Matzah, on Yaitzeh Dechavosoi, we're talking about the first two nights. The Gemara says that by Esrig, we understand, it says Lachem tells us Mishalachem, that Gozel Shon, as we know, that the first day Yom Tov we're very particular, that it should actually be not us. But the Gemara asks, in the case of Matzah, why do we say that according to Remeya, then Masa Sheni, you can't fulfill your obligation with Matzah or Masa Sheni, because it's Momen Gavaya. Remeya, according to Remeya, it's Momen Gavaya, you wouldn't be Yaitza, and according to the Chachomim, it's Momen Hedyet, you'd be Yaitza. So the Gemara asks, then why according to Remeya, can you not be Yaitza, because it's Momen Gavaya? So it doesn't belong to you. Does it say Matzaschem? The Gemara says, in the case of Matzah, you don't find that there's a pasuk that it says Matzaschem or Lachem. So the Gemara says, Nevertheless, As Yenechem Nechem from Arisa Sechem, the Gemara says, the Gemara lands out from Chana, from the parish of Chana, like there it says Arisa Sechem. So too, Minana Tekzei Shovam Lechem Nechem unto Matzah, that there has to be known that it can't be Gozel, for example. If it's a Matzah that's Gezula, then you wouldn't be Yitzah. Consequently, the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins based on that Gemara, that if someone actually took Matzah, Ein Adam Yitzah Dechavosim a Matzah Gezula. That means if someone steals matzah, then he wouldn't be yitzah. Unless it's a shinoi, of course, meaning he stole it as flour, and then he transformed it, so then in that case he's kind of a shinoi, but even then the bracha he should make. But otherwise, if he stole the matzah the way it is and tried to fulfill his obligation on the first night Pesach, or the second night, here in the Chutz Laretz, so then in that case, he wouldn't fulfill his obligation, based on the Gemara, although it doesn't say matzah schem. But nevertheless, we learn out to Gzei Shomer from Chana. That's besides Mitzvah Bav Aveira. Besides the Mitzvah Bav Aveira aspect. When Mitzvah Bav Aveira, it could be that someone else could be Yaitz with it. But here, if it's Matzah Gezula not belonging to yourself, not belonging to the, other than to the owner, then in that case, you wouldn't be able to fulfill your obligation. So now there's a question. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah actually mentions, because of that, that one should make sure to buy Erev Yom Tov, one should buy the, make sure to pay for the matzah in order that it should be considered your matzah. Your matzah. So now, really, there are two reasons here, right? There are two elements here. There's one that we said that your matzah should belong to you, meaning it should belong to you midoraisa. And as we started off, we said that as a, you can be kind of matzah, you can be kind of a hakbar. But nevertheless, just lifting it. But nevertheless, that's only on the Kinyan Drabonon level. But on the Kinyan Deraisa, in order to be Yotze, the Kinyan Deraisa should be in your possession with our Torah. So then it would be necessary to actually pay for it. But besides that, there's also the second factor that we mentioned. And one has to make sure to be Ayman of, that it shouldn't come into the sphere of Ayman of the Gazuza. Because if it's Ayman of the Gazuza, meaning the Moicha is saying, look, I haven't been paid for those matzahs. They cost me a lot of money, and I'm having to pay my supplier. And you haven't paid me, and the guy says, look, I don't have for the moment. So even though he may have done all the kinyonim in the world, but nevertheless, in that type of case, it's not a mecca, as we said before. And in that case, if the moicha is pressed for the money and he's actually asking for the money, even if it's a case where he's not asking on the day, he's asking a couple of days later, or even after Yom Tov, one has to be made aware of the fact, for example, if the check is cancelled or the check comes back, not just for any technical problem that he didn't put a dot in, but if he doesn't have any covering, there's no kisui in the bank. Yeah. So in that case, these type of cases could well be that it would invalidate your mitzvah l'mafreya because it wouldn't have been your matzah l'mafreya. What's important to bear in mind is that when it comes, for example, to a guest that's on the Seder night, so do you have to actually make an acquisition, a kinyan to him in order that it should belong to him?
Go around with the head and collect money.
I'm sorry?
Go around with the head and collect money.
Yeah. So in the case of the matzah, when it comes to the guests on the Leil Pesach, Sadi b'nei bayis, it's like your own yad, meaning if it belongs to you, then it belongs to the home, to the household. But the question is, that when it comes to... No, it's the same yad, meaning when you acquired the matzah, and I'm saying when you acquired the matzah, then you acquired the matzah not just for yourself, you intended to be under the ownership of your wife and your kids. Now the question of the guests, if it's a guest that you never thought about before Yom Tov, so you never intended to makna to him. So there are a couple of issues that we can perhaps try and understand it. Firstly, although the Gemara talks about Masa Sheni or Matzah Gezula, that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's a case where you actually stole the matzah. But why would, if someone has a heter, if someone has an allowance, he's able to partake of the matzah? So then in that case, does it actually, it could be that's all the Torah is particular about, that you should have a heter achila. Meaning you should have an allowance and you can go ahead and eat it. But when it's a case, in the case of the guest, you have that. That's a case where he doesn't really have...
It's not his.
It may not be his, but he's able to partake of this matzah. And because of that, there may be that bits.
Do we have to check that the boicho who sells me the matzah has paid for it properly or not? It's not my business.
That the moich has paid him? That's a very good question.
I'm asking, yes.
Yeah, I'll come to that. That's a very good question. How far down the line do we go? So that's one thing we have to bear in mind. That if you have an allowance, meaning you're able to partake of it, then it doesn't have to be actually yours. Like in the case of the Esek, it says Lachem, and then the Torah says it has to be yours. But in the case here, it need not be, it's not absolute. The Rabbeinu says that whilst we do say that matzah gzuli not yoitzah, but it could well be that in the case where you have a heter to partake of it, so then that could be that's good enough. And incidentally, there's a Ramon that says that Areach, if a guest goes in and takes his food and is Mekadesh and Isha. So the Ramon there in Simon Chavchas and Ebenezer says that it's actually Mekudeshes. But the Achroinim there say that, who says that Areach, it belongs to him?
It's got no right to give it to somebody else.
No, exactly. But the Ramon writes that he can. The Ramon writes that it belongs to him fully. So according to the Ramon, it's fine. Oh, so then that's something else. So then the Gemara said that Gazlan can be coined by chewing it. So here too, in the case of the matzah, in the case of the nesek, you wouldn't have that. But in the case of matzah, when you're actually taking it to your mouth, then you're coined by shinui. But that's it. Shlomo Zalman says not so simple. The reason why it's not so simple is because it could be it's considered a kinyan geneva. Meaning if you're coined by shinui, but to be considered yours, it may not be. It may not be. But in any event, it is mentioned in the Achronim that if you lois it, and then that could be good enough. Also, the other nekuda is that every balabayas, when he gives the matzah to his guest, the understanding is that he should be yaitz in the mitzvah. He's giving it to him in order that he should fulfill his obligation. Whatever it takes. For example, the Rosh says about in Ashkenaz, they were knowing to be mekadesh with the tabas sheula. They used to use a borrowed ring. They took the ring from the grandmother, and they used to be mekadesh the woman with this tabas. So the question was, what do you mean? It didn't belong to the chosn. How was he able to go ahead and make a kiddushin with that tabas? So the Rosh there says that seeing that in the case of the kiddushin, the only way it can be a kiddushin is only by actually being mekadesh the tabas that belongs to him. So obviously when the guy lent it, whoever it may have been, even if it's a grandmother, but he lent it in order to fulfill the what needs to be fulfilled here. And if there's a kiddushin that needs to be done, then it's in the way that it can be fulfilled. How is it done? Only by giving. If that's what it takes, there should be a kiddushin by actually giving it to him in matona, then that's what it is. That's the understanding of it, in order that he should fulfill his obligations. Meaning that he's giving it whatever it takes to be yaitzah. So if it takes to be yaitzah, he means he has to give matonas la'atzim, or he has to give it, and it has to belong to him fully, whatever it may be. So then the understanding is that he's actually given it adai to da'achi, with that intention in mind. Based on that, I'm saying, so according to that, we're saying that the makala would not need to make a kinyan because it's automatic. And when the balabais gives it to the areach, the understanding is that it's to belong to him. And because it belongs to him, therefore he'll actually be kinyan. I mean, there's any others. Others say there's kinyan chotzer when he puts it into his mouth. But the idea, though, is that the areach certainly here, even if you do say that the guest generally, it may not belong, the food may not belong to him totally. It may belong to him only in order that he should be able to partake of it, but nevertheless, in this instance, in order that he should fulfill his obligation, the understanding is that the boss will therefore give it to him in order that he should be able to fulfill an obligation and do what it takes. And therefore, if that's what it takes, that it should belong to him, therefore the understanding will be that he is to actually, it will belong to him completely according to all opinions. According to all opinions. So basically what we have is the following. We said that, just to summarize quickly, we have here on the one hand, we have the reason why one should pay for dalad minim or matzahs is in order, one, because of the kinyan kesef, in order that min ha-Torah should belong to you on the Torah level, that's one. But number two, what's more important is to make sure that there shouldn't be any automatic cancellation of the mekach. Meaning, if it's a case where it's ayman of gazuzah, and the type of ayman of gazuzah we're talking about is a case where it's actually tantamount to actually cancel the whole mekach, because if he doesn't intend paying for the moment, he says, look, I don't have for the moment, you'll have to wait, I don't know until when. In that type of ayman of gazuzah has the capability of actually cancelling the mekach right away, and there was a non-starter, and because of that, one has to make sure and one should try for and pay for one's goods. Even if one has paid for one's goods, when it comes to the areach, the guest, at the Seder night, does he need to actually make a kinyan on the matzah? So we said that according to some, the idea is, although it doesn't say matzaschem, but the Gemara doesn't announce lechem lechem, but the idea is that it should be a heta achina, meaning that you're able to eat from it. It need not be yours completely. But then we said that also it could be that when he's chewed it, then he actually is koinet. But besides that, we said that it could well be based on the Rosh, which we do rely on, in cases where the Chosen wasn't kind of Tabas. Lechatrin, obviously, he should make sure to pay for it, in cash, not with a check, and all that shouldn't come to the problems that we just said. But in the case where he didn't, then we would rely on the Rosh that says that if he borrowed it, then in that case, then the understanding is that he borrowed it, but it was obviously in order, if it was known to the one giving him the Tabas, obviously the one giving the Tabas has to be aware of the fact that he's giving him the Tabas for the Kiddushin. Then in that case, he'll give it to him on the basis that whatever it takes to for him to fulfill his obligation, and that's why he's giving it, Adai to the Ochi, and therefore if it means, if the understanding is to having to give it to him, then that's what he'll do. Similarly, we're saying in the case of the Barabayas, that he'll actually give it to the guest, even though he may not have said so clearly, explicitly, that he's actually giving it to the guest, but because the understanding is that the guest has to fulfill his mitzvah, he has to fulfill his obligation of achilas matzah, so the understanding is that whatever it takes, which means that it actually belongs to the guest automatically, and he is able to fulfill his mitzvah without any worry. There was some medaktikim, some gedoinim did make sure that they actually, the sfasemis is clearly, that one should make sure, try to be makna, the matzah to the guests, but the sfasemis himself says, that if you didn't, then you need not worry, based on the fact that we were talking. Yeah, based on what we said.